Hello and welcome back. Welcome to Module 7, where we're going to talk about anchoring. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, your host and your guide through this tour of your life. We're rearranging your life, going systematically through your activities and telling you how to do things a little bit better so that you can take charge of your life. So, as you listen to the words that I'm saying on these modules, find a way to apply them to your life. Because if you want it, if it is your desire, you can find that by the end of this program, you have completely rearranged your life. You have taken charge of your life. No longer are you at the mercy of others, but you're living your life on your terms, and you're persuading those around you. So everything is working together. That's what I want you to get out of this course. All right. Did you do your homework? You knew I was going to ask. Did you do your homework? If not, then I think you know what to do. Pause this recording, go do your homework, and then come back. All right. I'm going to use that word again. I'm going to assume that you did your homework. And I hope that works out for me when I'm assuming that. All right, let's move forward. Let's take a look at anchoring. Now, anchoring is a very useful tool. As the word implies, anchoring has to do with setting something up that will take a firm hold, hold something in place. That's what an anchor does on a ship or a boat. I have a wave runner, a Yamaha wave runner, like a jet ski, and even that has an anchor, so that when I go to little islands off the coast of Georgia, which I like doing, I can use my anchor to make sure that my jet ski, my wave runner, doesn't go away, doesn't just drift off into the Atlantic Ocean somewhere. That's what anchors do. They're placeholders. They keep something in place. So what we are going to do, you and I, is find a way to keep your confidence in place and to anchor others to you also. We're going to anchor people to you so they are tied to you, so that they won't drift away. They're going to be tied to you, and they're going to be tied to certain concepts about you. They're going to put all this together. For example, you can make someone think you're funny. Even if you're not, that's pretty funny, isn't it? Okay, you can make someone think you're smart. I know you are smart, and I know you have a great sense of humor, but you don't have to always show that. You can just use an anchor, and that kind of gives you a free pass. Okay, I think he or she is smart, and I think they're funny. Confidence, you can anchor someone to thinking that you are confident. Now, keep in mind that just like an anchor with a boat, or a ship, or a jet ski, or a wave runner, you've got to put the anchor out. In my wave runner, I have a little compartment I have to open up and pull the anchor out and drop it down, or I can attach it to the island I happen to be on. I can put the anchor on dry land, the long rope, to make sure that the wave runner doesn't go anywhere. But that requires work. I have to set up that anchor. I can't just say, here I am, anchor, activate yourself. I have to make sure that anchor is in place. And sometimes that anchor will start to slip a little. That can be scary. You take your wave runner to your brand new wave runner that you paid a fair amount of money for, and you take it to an island and set up your anchor, and it starts drifting away. That's happened to me. Well, we need to reinforce that anchor. We need to do it again, maybe a little deeper this time. Well, that's the way anchors work in NLP also, in neuro-linguistic programming. Anchors work that same way. You have to do them, and sometimes you have to do them again, and sometimes you have to do them a little more deeply. Keep in mind, we're humans, and we're dealing with humans. If we were computers, this would be so much easier. We could program someone. We could type in on their keyboard, you will like me forever. You will think I'm smart. You will think I'm funny. LOL. You know, we could do all of that, but it's not quite that easy. Now, it is that simple. When you boil it down, it is that simple, but it requires a little more work than that. Not much. Also, keep in mind, in my computer comparison, since we're not computers and we're not dealing with other computers, it doesn't always go perfectly, okay? So it's not always cut and dried, and it's not always going to go perfectly. The idea is that by the time you finish this course, you will have a big enough bag of tricks that you can hit them with everything you have. Remember Bruce Lee from the 70s? He and I share a birthday, by the way. So I like to watch Bruce Lee movies. I would like them anyway. But at any rate, when he fights someone, he doesn't just walk in and beat them up and then that's over. No. There's sparring going on. There are punches and kicks being thrown back and forth. And then, of course, he wins. Now, that's the same way it works in conversational hypnosis. You've got to think of it like sparring or a dance, if you prefer something more pleasant to think of. There's interaction, but eventually you're going to win because you have more moves than the other person, and you're more highly skilled than the other person. So you're going to win. You're going to get your way. Okay, so enough philosophy. Let's move on. Anchoring. How can you anchor yourself for confidence? I'll tell you, this is one of the most important concepts that you're going to learn. With confidence, you can move mountains. Without confidence, you can't do anything. Without confidence, you can't even get out of bed because you won't think that the floor is safe to stand on. You have to be at least a little confident to trust the floor, to trust that it's okay to get out of bed. And the more confidence you have, the more things you can accomplish, the more steps you can take in life. So let's see how we can anchor ourselves for confidence. This is something that you're going to do by yourself. You're not going to do it with the other person through texting or emailing or calling them or being face to face with them. You're going to do it by yourself. Anchoring yourself for confidence or anything else happens alone. Now, when you anchor someone to yourself, that happens with somebody else. But what I'd like you to do, and don't do this while driving, please, but if you're listening to this while you're not driving, I'd like you to close your eyes. And I want you to remember a time when you were confident. So many patients have come to me. I remember in my Beverly Hills office in the Roxbury Medical Building, 90210, working with celebrities, I would say, remember a time when you were very confident. And I would think that that would happen every moment of every day of their lives, at least since they became celebrities. Walk outside and someone asks for their autograph. I feel pretty confident. Well, I quickly learned that's not the way it works. That doesn't always give them the deep confidence that they want, that good feeling inside. So I want you to know that a lot of people struggle with this, the idea of picking a time when you felt really confident. But go ahead and pick one now. That's right. Just go ahead and reach out and grab one. You know what it is for me? It's graduating from kindergarten. My mom was there. I had accomplished something. I didn't know what, but I had accomplished something. People were applauding. That had never happened to me before. I have done something. I have a little diploma from kindergarten in my hand. Everyone's happy. I feel great. So for me, that's the earliest memory I have of confidence. My point is, it can be anything. It doesn't matter. It can be a birthday party. It can be helping someone walk across the road. It can be doing a good deed. Just pick something, no matter how basic, that made you feel confident. Now, with your eyes closed, I'd like you to remember yourself in that situation where you were confident. Whatever was going on is going on now in your mind. paint the scene. See the colors. See the people, if there are any. Smell the smells in the air. What does it smell like? Does it smell good? Does it smell bad? Does it smell like you're outdoors, indoors? Does it smell like something new, something old? Maybe there's no smell. Maybe you just smell clean air. What do you hear? Are people applauding? Are they talking? Are there other sounds? Do you hear birds? What do you hear? And most importantly, how do you feel? How does it feel emotionally? You feel pretty good, right? Of course you do. You accomplished something. That feels good. And it doesn't have to be an accomplishment. It can be just, I feel good. I feel confident. Maybe I look really good today. I have some sunglasses on. My hair's fixed up just so. Got certain clothes on. I'm in a nice car. And I feel good. It can be anything. But you're there now, in your memory, at that time when you felt really good. You felt confident. And notice the calmness that comes with that. Once we accomplish something, once we feel good about ourselves, we can relax. Ah, I am worthy. I am a good person. Just kind of soak that in now. Feel how good that feels. Now I want you to turn everything up a little bit. The sights, the sounds, the smells, everything. Feel it more intensely. Feel the clothes on your body. You notice how we're using the three major representational systems. Auditory, visual, kinesthetic. Something to hear, something to see. Something to feel, both inside and out, but also the odors and any other senses you want to involve. Make everything more intense now, especially that good feeling. It feels good to be you right now, in this moment, in your memory. Feel it even more intensely now. Good. Now what I want you to do is make the OK sign with your right hand. That means touching the tip of your right index finger to the tip of your right thumb, as if you're saying OK to someone. And I want you to say the word power. Do that now. Good. Now I want you to slowly open your eyes. What we've done is installed an anchor. We have installed an anchor for confidence so that the next time you feel a lack of power or confidence in any situation, all you have to do is make the OK sign with your right hand and say the word power, and that feeling of confidence will come back to you. All right. Now, as I mentioned in my anchor comparison, you may have to redo it. And if you do redo the anchor, what I recommend doing is choose something that means something to you. In other words, you may want to choose a different sound. Instead of saying power, you may want to say something that means something to you. I don't know what that is. It can be anything. You also may want to choose a different action. For example, some people like to make a fist with the right hand and hit their left upper chest when they say their word that they're going to anchor in. It doesn't really matter what you do or what you say, as long as you're consistent. If you want to continue saying the word power and making the OK sign with your hand, then that's fine. If you want to change it, that's fine. Now, you may need to reinstall the anchor. If a certain period of time has gone by and you haven't used the anchor, you'll want to reinstall it. And all you have to do is sit quietly in a place alone, close your eyes, and think of a time when you felt very confident. And when you feel everything at the peak moment, you can use this recording if you want, but when you feel everything at the peak moment, just go ahead and anchor it using whichever anchor you want, whichever word and action you want. You may also want to stack anchors. Sometimes having a few anchors can be better than one. If on my wave runner I had 5 anchors holding it in, well, if one gave way, it wouldn't have really mattered. Here's how you stack anchors. In the example that I just gave, the exercise you just did, we installed one anchor. You installed an anchor for confidence. Now, when you stack anchors, make sure that you're installing them the exact same way. The only thing you're changing is what you're remembering. So, for example, I had you remember one time when you felt very confident. You made the OK sign with your right hand and said power. When you stack anchors, you simply pick another time that you felt confident. You remember that. You make sure you're feeling it as intensely as you can as a memory. And then you go ahead and anchor it again, making the OK sign and saying power, or whatever your system is, whatever sound and action you used. And if you stack anchors, typically people do between 3 and 5 of them. Another great way to stack an anchor is in the moment. In the exercise, I had you remember something that happened to you. And when you remembered it and felt it at a peak state, I had you go ahead and fire off the anchor to make sure that you anchored it in. That's where you wanted the boat to stay, right there. Now, if you are out in your everyday life and something happens to you that makes you feel really good about yourself, go ahead and anchor that in. For example, if you're out somewhere like I was yesterday at a coffee shop and someone needs a hand, which someone did, a lady needed some jumper cables. So I loaned her my jumper cables from my car. I went out to my car and got them. She had somebody already waiting there to help her with the process. She just needed some jumper cables. So I went out, and I don't know how she knew that I would have jumper cables out of all the people in the coffee shop. I guess I just had that look about me that, hey, this guy has jumper cables. I don't know. But anyway, she came up to me, made a beeline for me, in fact, and just asked me, and I had them, and I let her use them, and she gave them back and thanked me, and I felt really good. That was an opportunity for me to stack this anchor. That was an opportunity for me to make the OK sign with my right hand and say the word power right afterwards. Now, that's my process. You can use the same process, but a different version of it, because I want you to pick something that means something to you, meaning an action and a sound. One of the celebrities I worked with, for example, would touch the middle of his forehead with his right index finger and say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Now, that worked for him. That was his process, and that's fine. Anytime he went on film, he could just go off in the corner beforehand, touch the middle of his forehead with his right index finger and say, oh yeah. And that would put him in the confident state of mind he needed to be in to do his job. So it doesn't matter what you do, but pick something that means something for you. And if you want to use mine, that's fine. The OK sign and power, nothing wrong with that. So a couple things to keep in mind for the maintenance of this. Number one, if you haven't used it in a while, go ahead and reinstall it, because the anchor could be getting a little old. If an anchor in a boat isn't used for a while, the chain could potentially get rusty. And so when you do need it, it's not going to be there. It's just going to fall off and go to the bottom of the ocean. So you want to make sure that the anchor is reinstalled every now and then. Make sure it's fresh. If you haven't used it in a while, go ahead and reinstall it. Also, you can stack anchors. Even if you have used it recently, You can stack anchors every time you have an opportunity to do so. Every time you feel good about yourself, go ahead and reinstall that anchor and stack it. Make it more powerful. Now, I said most people, when they stack anchors, do it between 3 and 5 times, but there's really no limit. There's no limit to this. And what I was talking about is when someone's in my office and they want to install an anchor, I have them pick between 3 and 5 memories that they can use to install this anchor. But when you're out and about and something happens to you that makes you feel good, use that opportunity, feel good in that moment, and save it for later by anchoring it. And, of course, the way you use this is when you need it, go ahead and fire off your anchor. All you have to do is your action and your sound. For me, it's making the okay sign, usually before I speak in front of large groups of people. And I say the word power, and I can say that silently to myself. But I don't have to stand up on the podium in front of 20,000 people and say, power. That would not sound good. In fact, that wouldn't make me feel confident. That would make me feel strange that I was saying that in front of all those people, and that's the first word out of my mouth. So what I recommend is that you do this in private before you do whatever you have to do. And keep in mind, when I say do whatever you have to do, this can be used in a lot of situations. It can be used for dating. It can be used for selling. It can be used for job interviews. Anything that you need confidence in, it can be used for. So think of this as kind of a little bonus, because you're not really conversing with someone. This isn't really what I would call conversational hypnosis. Beyond that, this is something extra that you can use in your conversation. But as I've said, everything starts with confidence. So you want to make sure that you have confidence on your side before you enter anything. Think about things you've done in your past. Think about a time that you, and don't dwell on this, but think about a time that you walked into a situation and you just knew that it wasn't going to work out. And then guess what? It didn't work out. You just knew it. Well, chances are you made it happen because you lacked confidence in that moment. Sure, you quote-unquote knew it was going to happen, but the only reason, honestly, that you quote-unquote knew it was going to happen is because that you knew you were going to make it happen that way. Your attitude determines your success. You must start thinking like a winner. That does not mean that you're going to be successful every time in everything you do. Nobody is, and that's fine. That's part of the human experience. But you will find that the more often you think positively, the more often you will succeed. So if you have a choice, why not think positively in every situation? Go into everything with optimism and belief in yourself. Anchoring can do the trick. Now, I want to emphasize that although we did anchoring for confidence, you can also anchor in a sense of humor. So let's see what that would look like. And by the way, we'll do this one last one, anchoring in a sense of humor, before we move on to anchoring people to you. You'll see what that looks like in a little bit. You can anchor yourself for all sorts of things. Confidence, we did. Sense of humor, we're going to do. But also motivation, creativity, pretty much anything you can think of. If you want to have those abilities within yourself when you're approaching someone or talking to someone or even addressing a group, you can do that, but you have to anchor it ahead of time. Okay, let's take a look at anchoring yourself for a sense of humor. Now, this would be helpful if you were going into a situation where you actually had to have a sense of humor, not just making them think you had a sense of humor. We'll talk about that next. But this is going to give you the ability to actually have a sense of humor. The sense of humor can be very helpful because people who are able to joke are able to make friends and have a good time and attract people to them. So this can be very helpful and can give you the winning edge in your conversational hypnosis. But what it requires is that you have to think of a time in the past when you were funny. Not when you thought you were funny, but when you were funny. So what I'd like you to do, as long as you're not driving, don't do this while driving. But if you're not driving or in a moving vehicle, I want you to close your eyes. Think of a time when you were making people laugh. You were doing something on purpose. It wasn't that something happened to you, something unfortunate that people were laughing at. No, you were doing something on purpose to make people laugh. And it could be in kindergarten, it could be in graduate school, or anywhere in between. It can be when you're 5, when you're at your wedding, wherever you want it to be. Just think of a time when you were making people laugh. They don't have to be rolling on the ground, holding their stomachs doubled over in pain because they're laughing so hard. That's not necessary. But just pick a time when you made people laugh or made one person laugh. When you turned on that charm, that sense of humor. Okay, now make it even more intense. See the face or faces of the person or people who are laughing. And smell any smells associated with that moment. See any sights associated with it. Hear any sounds, like the laughter, for example. What kind of clothes were you wearing? How do they feel on your body? What's the temperature in the room or outside? Is there a breeze? How do you feel inside? You probably feel pretty good. You might be laughing yourself or trying really hard not to. Just remember what was going on, what it was like. Allow my words to prompt you to remember these things. And make everything even more intense now, especially that good feeling you have of being able to make people laugh. That's right, really turn it up now. Turn it up. Others find you amusing. You have a great sense of humor. All right. Now turn it up even more. Really feel it intensely. Feel how good it feels to be in charge, to be humorous, to have that control over others, to make them laugh. All right. I want you with your right hand to touch your left shoulder and say the word hilarious. Do that now. Good. Now you can slowly open your eyes. And you have installed an anchor for a sense of humor. Anytime you walk into a situation and you need to have a sense of humor, fire it off. And the same rules apply to this as apply to the confidence anchor. You can change it, you can stack it, you can renew it. Most importantly, have fun with it. Have fun with your new power. And you can install different anchors for different things, motivation, creativity, whatever you want. I like to keep it very simple. I have one finger for each thing. For example, on my right hand, if I touch my right index finger to my right thumb, the tip of my right index finger to the tip of my right thumb, that's confidence. The next finger over, the middle finger, is sense of humor. The ring finger is motivation, and the pinky is creativity. So that makes it easy for me. And I have different words associated with each of them also. So if you want to use that simple system, you can. Then you can install other anchors on your left hand. And if you find a way to touch your toes together, you can do that on your toes too. The point is, you can do it any way you want, as long as there's an action and a word. And you can make it simple for yourself, something easy to use. You don't have to stand on your head and click your heels together or anything like that. Just make it something simple that you can use. All right, I want to talk now about anchoring others to you. What we've talked about so far in this module is creating anchors for yourself that you can fire off in private before you interact with anyone. If you make them subtle enough, you can fire them off while you're in the presence of others without them noticing. But that's up to you. Okay, what if in the moment you don't have an anchor installed for a sense of humor and you want somebody to think you're funny? It's very simple to do. There's, for whatever reason, a magical area as I like to call it, emanating from your solar plexus. You know where your solar plexus is? It's just below your heart and just above your stomach. So it'd be about, depending on the person, about a foot above your belly button. And this, your solar plexus, has a radius around it of about a foot. Again, depending on how you're built. But about a foot above and below and to the left and to the right of your solar plexus is a magical area. And I say it's magical, it doesn't have any magical powers really, but if you touch this area while you're talking to someone, you're going to anchor someone else to you, because this area is perceived as the center of your being. This is who you are. When you point to yourself, don't you point in that area? You don't point to your foot or your head or your arm. You point to that area, your chest area, basically. This is where a lot of cultures believe the soul resides. That's why I say it's a magical area. It's got some meaning, some subconscious meaning. When you see someone touch that area on themselves, that means something. That's where the heart is. That's where a lot of people assume the soul is. If you're talking to someone and you touch that area, they're going to pick up on it, not consciously. So you want to be careful when you touch that area, because every time you touch that area, you're anchoring that person to you, and they're going to associate whatever it is you're saying in that moment to yourself. Let me give you an example. If I want someone to think that I have a sense of humor, that I'm funny, I can say a sentence, any sentence I want, and every time I say the word funny in that sentence, I would touch that area. So I talk and say things, and then I eventually say the word funny. And when I say the word funny, I'm touching that area. My solar plexus area, or a foot around it, can touch anywhere in there. And then when I'm no longer saying the word funny, I take my hand away from there. So that when I say the word funny, I'm touching that area. And when I'm not saying the word funny, I'm not touching that area. That anchors them to believe that I am funny. That associates the word funny with me, with my being, with my essence. Same holds for any word. You can construct a sentence where you're talking about how you think Joe is so motivated. And every time you say the word motivated, just touch your chest. You see, you're not even talking about yourself, you're talking about Joe. But you're saying the word motivated and touching your chest so that it anchors the person you're talking to you. Confident. If I want someone to think I'm confident, I can say, you know, Amy is so confident. And right when I say confident, I'm touching my chest. But only when I'm saying that word, then I quickly move my hand away from my chest. For men in business situations, this can be easy to do. Because when you say the word that you want them to associate with you, you can adjust your tie. That's still within that zone, that magical zone. You can adjust your tie. Ladies, you can adjust your necklace. You can play with your necklace. Or you can scratch your neck. The lower neck is still within that 1 foot radius. So there are a lot of options here, a lot of ways to touch that area and say the word and seem completely natural. This can be very powerful in conversational hypnosis, because you're establishing yourself as funny or smart or confident or motivated. I think it's time for a brief quiz. I think you'll agree this module was a little easier than the last. But let's briefly review everything to make sure that you have it down. Just to make sure you have the two concepts separated in your mind, anchoring yourself and then anchoring someone to you. Two separate concepts. Question number one, when you're anchoring yourself to confidence, do you have to touch your solar plexus area? If you're doing that, do you need to touch your solar plexus or anywhere around there? That's question number one. Question number two, when I'm talking with someone and trying to anchor them to me, and I say the sentence, Joe is a very funny person, am I touching my solar plexus area throughout that whole sentence? Or just during the word funny? Okay, very straightforward, very easy quiz. I just want to make sure you have it. But Question number one. If there was a tricky question, that was it. Question number one, when you're anchoring yourself to confidence, do you have to touch your solar plexus area? No. Remember, when you're installing an anchor in yourself, you can touch anywhere you want. And you say a special word also. Some people even like to snap their fingers. But you don't have to touch any particular area. You just have to make a motion and say a word. Okay. Question number two. If I'm saying a sentence such as, Joe is a very funny person, or talking about someone else but saying the word funny in that sentence, am I touching my solar plexus area the whole time if I want to anchor someone to me to have them think that I'm funny? Or am I just touching my solar plexus area when I'm saying that word, the word funny? And of course the answer is, I'm just touching it when I'm saying the word funny. Okay, so if you missed either one of these, go back and review before you move forward. But for homework, for fun work, is that working? Are you buying it? Is it fun? Is it fun for you? It should be. If you're doing it right, it's fun work. It is. All right. Now you're going to have even more fun, so get used to fun. You're going to have a whole life of fun, but it starts with these modules. All right. For fun, I want you to, in your own time, in your own way, install a confidence anchor. Now, if you like the one that I did, making the OK sign and saying power, that's fine. If you want to keep that one, go ahead and stack another one on it. If you want to change it, then change it and set that up. And then, part two of the homework, I want you to find a time and a place in your life when you are feeling confident. You're going to have to be mindful of what's going on in your world. We all feel good throughout the day, off and on. Sometimes something happens that makes us feel good. Sometimes we feel not so good. That's normal. But I want you to pay attention, be mindful of when things are happening that make you feel good. And just pick one of those times and use that to stack an anchor to make this even more powerful for you. Stack that anchor of confidence. Pay attention to when you feel confident. Stack that anchor. Homework assignment number two. I want you to convince someone that you are motivated. I want you to convince someone that you're motivated. So I want you to talk to someone, and you don't have to keep beating them over the head with this. Watch me do the anchor. Watch me do it again and again and again until you believe me. You can just do it once. When I say you have to convince someone, just do it once, and that's it. Believe me, it'll go in at a subconscious level, but just once is fine. But I want you to say a sentence and make sure you're not talking about yourself. Because if you say, I'm a very motivated person, and you're touching your chest right when you say motivated, well, you have anchored them to you, but you've also really sounded arrogant. And although they will think you're motivated, they're also going to think you're full of yourself. So talk about someone else. Give someone else some praise. Joe, whoever Joe may be, pick someone who you both know. But Joe is very motivated, and only when I say the word motivated am I touching my chest. Now, ladies, you can play with a necklace or scratch the bottom of your neck when you do that. Men, you can adjust your necktie if you have one, or play with your collar a little bit of your shirt or your upper buttons on your shirt. Doesn't really matter as long as you're touching that area. Just find an excuse to touch that area. And find an excuse to use the word motivated in a sentence. You're planting the seeds. You're causing someone to think that you are motivated. So go out there and have fun with this and enjoy it. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have an outstanding day.